The Deir el-Balah municipality warns there is a water shortage crisis due to the unavailability of diesel to run wells and water pumping stations. The majority, 19 out of 25 water wells, are now out of service, leaving 700,000 residents, including 600,000 displaced Palestinians who now live there, struggling to stay hydrated. Monis Abu Libda is a family head from Deir el-Balah. He says over the past 2 weeks, water has hardly pumped into his home. His daughter Shema says scarcity of water supplies has made her daily household activities more difficult.
When the water is cut off, we stop washing our things. We make it through every week or 10 days until the municipality pumps water. For bathing, we bathe rarely, and that's all because of this crisis.
Other neighbors also complain of what they say is a severe water crisis. Maryam Dawaz is an elderly mother and currently hosts displaced family members in her Deir el-Balah home.
The bathroom use is something unreachable these days. When we want to bathe, we do it every 10 days. Only yesterday, myself, my divorced daughter and her child, as well as displaced family members we host, were all able to bathe. About 10 people. Can you imagine? Yesterday, I managed to fill in 2 water tanks. We can only use 2 gallons for both washing clothes and cleaning, which is not enough. Even the washing materials are not good quality. Actually, we're all itchy sometimes, and it seems we've contracted some skin disease.
The municipality estimates it needs at least 3,000 liters of diesel every day to run water stations and wells. Deir el-Balah is one of many communities across the Gaza Strip facing water shortages as Israel's military has blocked the borders in and out of Gaza, allowing only limited quantities of fuel to enter. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.